The year 2007 saw light heavyweight Mike Whitehead establish himself as one of the top stars within the International Fight League. But we haven't seen him fight for them since June of 2007, and we wanted to catch up with Mike to see what's next for the big light heavyweight and see where he'll be fighting for in potentially 2008. So, Mike, you know, we'll get right to it. The IFL Grand Prix semifinals was last month, and lots of news about whether or not you'd be fighting or not in it. You ended up not fighting in it. What's the latest with regards to your contract in the IFL?
I'm completely released from the IFL. I have no farther ties with them at all. I'm actually scheduled to fight a week from Saturday in the Philippines for Platinum Fighting Productions, and fighting on Ken Shamrock's team. And it was a good move for me, and I'm happy to be where I'm at.
Did you ask for your release, or did it come from the IFL?
There was some stuff that happened that basically they didn't want me fighting in the Grand Prix. And so then after that, I found out that I'm not going to be fighting for the Grand Prix, I asked to be released. So whichever way you want to put it.
Was the reason why they didn't want you to fight in the Grand Prix because you wouldn't sign the contract extension for 2008?
No, that wasn't the reason why.
Would you care to elaborate on it?
I've kind of told just my manager, included Monty Cox, that, you know, I kind of keep to myself about all this. You know, IFL has their share of, you know, enough problems as it is. I don't need to bring them down anymore. You know, they do what they do, and that's fine. But, you know, I'm not a part of the federation anymore, and I don't want to be, and you know, I'd rather just not comment on anything that happened in that situation. So
you went 4-0 in the IFL, currently on a 10-fight winning streak for your career. Are you disappointed with the way things turned out? I know you don't want to harp on the past, but, I mean, it seemed as though you'd really established yourself as one of the top light heavyweights there, and then all of a sudden now, you know, there was a split.
Yeah, absolutely. I wanted, you know, there was I definitely wanted to fight for the belt, and I definitely wanted to fight Matyshenko, and those two things both were taken out of my hands. You know, it was out of my power. You know, I thought I was doing everything correctly. I was winning. You know, and I wasn't just winning by, you know, a couple of close decisions. I was putting people away, you know, tough guys, Vernon White, put him away in the second round, you know, just putting away, you know, Mark Kerr in the first round. You know, I thought I was doing things that I was supposed to be doing, and you know, it was taken from my hands. And so, yeah, absolutely, I was disappointed.
All right, so let's move on. Platinum Fighting Promotions, as you mentioned, just announced this new promotion entitled Ring of Fire, not to be confused with the other Ring of Fire promotion in Denver. And they're going to have their first show, as you mentioned, next week in Manila, and you're going to be fighting under Ken Shamrock's team. This is sort of similar format as to the IFL. There's going to be kind of legends as the captain of every single team. Talk to us a bit more about, you know, this new promotion and how they contacted you, and what's in store for them in the future.
Everything so far has been, you know, great. You know, they've been real personable to me, real, you know, real warming, you know, giving me kind of a good home after I'm sure that they heard about all the BS going on with the IFL, and so, you know, everything so far has been great. You know, I'm fighting, you know, a pretty tough opponent coming up. You know, he's one of Royce Gracie's guys, and I'm fighting for Ken Shamrock's team, and, you know, it seems like, you know, there's things going on real well.
I got to admit, I wasn't too familiar with Platinum Fighting Productions before this announcement a couple of days ago. Did you know anything about them? Had you heard anything about this group before they contacted you?
I knew that there was a group, another team-based organization, but I didn't know the name of it, and I didn't know who the coaches were or anything like that. But I knew that there was another one out there. I just didn't know, you know, the logistics of it. So
now, excuse me, a lot of times in MMA, you know, you see these new promotions come about, and sometimes there are money issues and different type of things that go on behind the scenes. Was that a concern with you to sign up with a group that had yet to establish themselves as a major player, you know, with all this other stuff that tends to go on behind the scenes?
You know, yeah, that does happen a lot, and you know, I'm just lucky that I have a good manager that will be able to handle stuff like that, you know, if it does come along. But, I mean, as far as everything so far, the people that are involved with the organization have treated me real well, and they've given me no reason not to trust them. So, you know, I think that everything that they've done so far has been, you know, above and beyond what they should have done, so...
So this will be the second promotion that you'll be fighting for that uses the team format. What are your thoughts on it? Are you a fan of that type of thing, or would you rather just be sort of every man for himself?
To be real honest, like, the whole IFL thing kind of left a sour taste in my mouth, but it doesn't sour me away from team-based, like, fighting. I come from a wrestling background, and I think that, you know, for the most part, you know, it's just been embedded in me that you know, having a team behind you is great. But for the most part nowadays, you look at all the top guys, they're all on teams. I mean, they all have a team of guys behind them that are pushing them for, you know, success and stuff. So, I mean, it's basically the same thing. It's, you know, it just is nice to have guys that are training at the same time for the same goal, you know, to get to the same spot. And so yeah, I like it. I just wish that it was, you know, somebody would come along and really make it work.
So now for the show that's going to be on December 9th in Manila, will you be fighting on that particular show?
Yeah.
And you're going to be fighting a guy in the Hoist Gracie group. What do you know about him? Who is it?
Zero.
Zero.
I know nothing. I know he's 1-0 on Sure Dog. And he's on Hoist Gracie team. But, you know, I know zero about him. He doesn't really have a fight record. He's 1-0. The record on the Platinum Fighting Productions website says he's 24-2, but his Sure Dog record says 1-0. So
now, will you be Will you be trying to get footage on him? Do you like to go in with a little bit of homework under your belt, or are you fine without ever seeing him in action?
You know, it's always nice to see a little bit on him. I mean, sometimes you can read too much into stuff, you know. And you watch one fight where maybe a guy did certain things, like, you know, out of his ordinary, and you think that he's going to come with that when really he comes with something else, you know. So, I mean, a little bit of footage would have been nice, but I mean... My manager's checked, you know, other guys have checked for me, and we can't find anything on them. So, not that big of a deal. I mean, you know, I'm a professional, you know, I'm going there and do what I do and do my job.
So, you're on Team Shamrock. Are you actually training with Ken Shamrock right now with the Lions Den, or?
Nope. I'm actually up in Vegas right now. I've been training here for about 6 months now.
So what exactly does it mean when they say that you're on Team Shamrock? Does that just mean that you guys are, you know, fighting together? Does it actually mean that you train together and work together and he's actually your coach?
I mean, yeah, he's going to be my coach whenever we're out there, but it, you know, is he helping me get ready for this fight right now? No. I mean, it was kind of a crappy situation where, you know, I train up here and I didn't want to change up my, you know, training schedule and my training camp right in the middle of a training camp to come up there and train, you know, or somewhere I've never been before. And he understood. He was completely understanding of it. You know, he's a professional himself. He knows he's been in his share of training camps, and, you know, he knows that if you were to try and change up a guy's training camp right in the middle of it, it's like, why would you do that to somebody? So it was good. So yeah, I meet him in San Francisco on Tuesday, and we meet up then, and then we fly over together. So,
like I said earlier, not a lot has been known about Ring of Fire. They're kind of new to the scene here. Do they fight in a cage or in a ring?
I believe it's a cage. What I've been told is that it's a cage. So I hope so. I hope it's in a cage. That's what I've been training for.
And is that, I mean, the last few fights, your last four fights were in the IFL ring. Now you have to make the transition into the cage. Which one do you feel more comfortable in?
Either one. You know, it's gotten to the point where I don't, you know, I've fought in, you know, ring cage so much that, you know, just another day at the office.
Before signing with this group, had you or your management team talked to any of the other promotions out there, the bigger names, the Elite XCs, HDNet, some of those?
Yeah. We talked to some of those guys, and this was just the best deal that was out there for right now. So,
is this an exclusive contract, or are you free to fight anywhere else?
I believe it's exclusive. I believe.
Do you know for how many?
It's only for two fights.
Oh, it's only for two fights. Got it.
Yeah.
And will they be looking to crown champions as well as the IFL, or is that still undecided?
That's still undecided from what I know. So, yeah.
I wanted to ask you a couple more questions, one of which was about, you know, as you mentioned, Monty Cox, your agent. You know, he's with M1 Global right now, kind of double dipping, so to speak, between being their president and still the super agent for a lot of fighters such as yourself. What did you think of his decision to go and work for M1 as well as being agent? Do you feel as though there's a conflict of interest there? I spoke to Ken Pavia, another agent, last week, and he had sort of alluded to that. What were your thoughts on it?
You know, I just hope that, you know, and I trust that Monty will do the right thing when it comes to managing me. And if it comes down to it and it's a conflict of interest, I feel that he'll let me know. And, you know, I'll go out and find somebody else. But for right now, you know, he's still been doing a great job for me and finding me fights and, you know, having time for me. So it's about, you know, all that I'm, you know, I have to just go by how he's treating me, basically. So
final question, Mike, are you going to be sticking in the light heavyweight division, or will we see you move back up to heavyweight?
I'm sticking at light heavyweight.
You feel comfortable there?
Much comfortable. More comfortable than heavyweight. You know, I'm more athletic there. I'm a better athlete there. There's just a lot of pluses to it.
All right, Mike. Well, best of luck to you next weekend in Manila. Hopefully, we'll get a chance to catch that Ring of Fire Manila. You'll be fighting on their inaugural show, and you know, best of luck to you in 2008. Wherever you'll be fighting afterwards, whether it's for them again or in a new promotion down the line, appreciate you taking the time and hope to do it again soon.
All right, yeah, I appreciate you having me come on.